Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Road to Woodstock by Michael Lang with Holly George Warnon. Narrated by Sean Pratt. From a certain point onward, there is no longer any turning back. That is the point that must be reached. Kafka. Prologue. It's 10 a.m., Monday, August 18th, 1969. Jimi Hendrix is playing to a crowd of 40,000. Another 500,000 or so have left during the night. Many had to be at work. Others had to return to worried families who'd heard conflicting reports about the chaos at Woodstock. As I watch from the stage, I see more and more people wandering away. Jimmy notices, too, and says, "You can leave if you want to. We're just jamming, that's all. You can leave, or you can clap." He looks up at the streaks of sun pouring through the clouds. Some of the first rays we've seen in a while. "The Sky Church is still here, as you can see," he murmurs. Those of us gathered around the perimeter of the stage are transfixed by Jimmy and his band of gypsies. They've been up all night, or maybe longer, like many of us who haven't slept more than a few hours in days. Jimmy, dirt under his fingernails, still looking regal in his white-fringed leather shirt. Teenaged percussionist Jerry Velez, dripping in sweat, thrashing the congas in a frenzy. Yuma Sultan, shaking maracas and pounding out percussion with mallets. A dervish in purple. Jimmy's old army buddies. Guitarist Larry Lee, wearing a green-fringed scarf as a headdress that covers his eyes. And Billy Cox, Jimmy's steadfast anchor on bass.